Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm happy to introduce Alex Cirio, who is the executive director for the Sitka Music Festival. Excuse me. Alex, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Brooke.
Great to have you here. It means that we're entering summertime. June is just around the corner because we're here to talk about the Sitka Music Festival, which happens every June here in Sitka. And I want to start with just a tiny bit of background about the Sitka Music Festival for listeners who are maybe a little bit unfamiliar with it.
Sure. So the Sitka Music Festival was founded in 1972. We're headed into our 54th summer this year. And it was founded by Paul Rosenthal, who's a violinist, and we've been featured in the New York Times. The Los Angeles Times is one of the preeminent classical music festivals in the country. And as we head into our 54th year, we have some exciting stuff. First, I'd like to just address that, you know, I hear from so many people in Sitka that classical music is only for certain people. You have to be an expert. I don't know classical music, so I'd like to disparage that myth. You don't need to be a biologist to appreciate salmon. You don't need to be a geologist to appreciate the natural beauty that's around us. And so you don't need to be an expert in classical music to appreciate it. So no one is going to come up to you after a concert and say, did you hear that modulation in the development section of this concerto? But on that line, we've just had some strategic visioning, and you may have noticed over the last few years that we've incorporated some pop and various things. So classical music will always be our bread and butter, our cornerstone, but we're slowly developing the festival to include some folk, bluegrass, jazz, pop, and other genres, just to reach a broader audience. And
that's exciting, actually, yeah. And actually, that's a great way to start our conversation about the summer itself, because this year you're going to feature one of those other genres. Tell us a little bit about who that is and what that is.
So we have a superstar coming this summer, if you will, Mark O'Connor. He won 7 Country Music Awards and 3 Grammys. And in addition to that, he being a superstar fiddler, he's also won the World Mandolin Competition. His first gig actually out of high school was playing guitar, but he's more known as a fiddler player. He's recorded over 500 albums, and he's appeared with Dolly Parton, Randy Travis, The Judds, Paul Simon, Ricky Skaggs, and more. He's also appeared with Yo-Yo Ma, Alison Krauss, and he's commissioned works for the Chicago Symphony, the Boston Symphony, and the London Philharmonic, to name a few. And he will be in Sitka together with his wife, Maggie O'Connor, who's also a Grammy winner. They met in 2014 in New York and fell in love, and they have a group that will play Americana and folk and bluegrass and a variety of different styles. It's June 14th at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that's the second week of the festival, actually, so we'll already have had some music that first week, but this is kind of the first little taste of broadening out into some other genres. And it sounds like an artist who's already done some crossover, you know, with symphonies and classical music as well, mm-hmm. as the country music. So that's June 14th. And you also mentioned that he'll be here with his wife. And the first couple of weeks, actually, you have a bunch of couples that'll be coming in. So let's backtrack to the first week of June.
So we have several couples. Amy Taylor and Christian Kohlberg will be here this first week. They've been here in the past and have been here on Raven Radio. He's the principal violist of the Cincinnati Symphony, and Amy has played with the Cincinnati Symphony, the Detroit Symphony, the Dallas Symphony. She's played all over the country. And so we'll have some flute music, and there's another couple from the Cincinnati Symphony also coming, Ilya Finkelstein, who's the principal cellist, and Evan Blomberg, his wife, who's a violinist. So we'll have some music for flute and strings, and we have a pianist, Bob Koenig, coming up from Santa Barbara, and should be a great music week. And we have some string music, and we have music with flute.
Okay, great. And then the next week, we'll get to hear these country music artists, as well as another couple will be there that week. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, so the second week is Kurt Nickinen and Maria Asteriadu. He's a co-concertmaster of the New York City Ballet. An interesting backstory is actually that his co-concertmaster actually played in the Sitka Music Festival in the 80s. But his wife, Maria, she teaches at the Manhattan School of Music pre-college, and they teach together at Kutztown University in Pennsylvania. But they'll be playing the Beethoven Kreutzer Sonata and Tchaikovsky's Piano Trio in A minor.
Okay, wonderful.
Together with Zuhl.
Okay, Zuhl will be here as well, yes. Which people are probably familiar with him. He's the artistic director of the Sitka Music Festival and correct. Performs every year here multiple times. There's also, I feel like I skipped over, each week there's like a highlight event or an extra event besides the concerts. The first week you have an ice cream social?
Yes, so it's the C-Mart family concert and they provide ice cream. And so rain or shine, we will be there. We'll have tents. In any case, but it's a free concert and they'll explain the instruments. So Amy and Christian both do a really great job of that, talking about how the flute works, how the viola works, how the string instruments work, and they'll play some music and talk about it. And you can enjoy ice cream afterwards.
Lovely.
Bring your dog if you want.
And that's, yeah, because you'll be outside, and that's yes. June 8th, a Sunday, and at 3 p.m. You'll just go to the lawn in front of the... Remind me the name of the building that the music comes out of that your home is at in Stevenson Hall.
So we're the Minor Music Center at Stevenson Hall.
Okay, great. So yeah, the lawn out in front of there, so the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Let's see, and that is the first week. I think the second week there's also a huge event, the Crab Feed, right? Do I have that right?
Correct, yes. On Father's Day, June 15th, and that's sponsored this year by Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal. And that tickets for that are selling fast, so if you want to come, I'd get them soon.
Let's mention that right now. We'll also give this information to listeners at the end of our time together, but where can people get tickets?
At SitkaMusicFestival.org or Old Harbor Books.
Okay, great. And then bring us into the second half of the month of June. What are we looking at in the third week?
So in the third week, we have a really exciting premiere by composer Henry Dellinger. He came here in 2004 together with Daniel Talamantes, who's a soprano who sung on the Metropolitan Opera for several seasons. And he's written a work that we've commissioned for the Sitka Music Festival dedicated to us, and it's called To an Alaskan Glacier. And it's based on a poem by Charles Augustus Keeler, who came on an expedition up to Alaska in the late 1800s, and who was a naturalist and just really interesting work and nice to have something related to Alaska.
And that week, the event sort of outside of the main concerts will be an Allen Marine Wildlife Cruise. When is that?
Yeah, so that's Sunday, June 22nd, departing the Crescent Harbor at 5:30 p.m. And we'll have food by Chef Edith from Ludwig's and Our Town Catering and classical music.
Beautiful. And then that brings us to our final week of June and of the Sitka Music Festival. What can we expect that week?
So that week we have a concerto night on Friday, June 20. Or sorry, no, I'm getting my dates wrong. Friday, June 27th. And that is featuring several artists, including Helen Hwaya Kim, who made her premiere with the Calgary Philharmonic when she was six, and she's appeared as a soloist with the Boston Symphony. We also have Natasha Perimsky, who's a star pianist, who's been here several seasons, playing a Chopin piano concerto. And then the next day, we have a chamber music matinee featuring a Brahms sextet, and that's dedicated to Marcel Lapierre, who was an integral member of the building committee when we were renovating our home. And there's a viola that's been commissioned, dedicated to Marcel, and has an inlay on the back that features part of his kitchen table, Marcel's kitchen table, Marcel and Connie. That was a Civil War era table. So the inlay on that violin reflects that. And it's made of entirely from wood from Sitka. And there'll be a chance to hear that and meet the maker and hear how the viola was made.
So a chance to honor a Sitka member that many folks know and who was also a part of Sitka Music Festival for many years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds beautiful. And then that week, too, there's one other extra event, which is the brunch, which is also very popular and maybe close to sold out. Tell us when
yes.
that is.
So that's Sunday, June 29th at 11 a.m. And there's dishes including mousse, so very Alaskan. Also your traditional eggs and French toast and things like that. Mimosas and Bloody Marys. And that's almost sold out, but it's a chance to eat brunch, have some mimosas, and watch a great concert up close.
Yeah, it sounds lovely. That's at the Stevenson Hall and on June 29th, I think you said 11 a.m. And then just kind of an overarching briefly, when do the evening concerts happen? And then there's also like a free boxed lunch. Lunch is happening regularly. Tell us about the dates on those.
Sure. So the evening concerts are on Fridays and Saturdays at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And then starting on June 5th, we have a free Box Lunch concert, play on the words Box Lunch, composer Bach, and a boxed lunch. So you can bring your lunch and watch the concert. That's at Otis Theater at 12 p.m. And then we have our Mean Queen concerts as well on Tuesday, starting June 3rd. Doors open at 5 and music is at 6.
That's actually the kickoff for the festival this year, right? The first event will be June 3rd at the Mean Queen on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then let's just give the information where people can get tickets, but also more information out one more time for listeners.
So you can get your tickets at sitkamusicfestival.org or Old Harbor Books.
And then we don't have time to chat about it, but you're always looking for volunteers, and it's a nice way to get involved with the festival. So why don't you also give us your phone number if people are interested?
Sure, it's 907-747-6774.
Great. Okay, well, I've been speaking with Alex Cirio, the executive director for the Sitka Music Festival, and we've been chatting all about the Sitka Music Festival, which is just around the corner, happening, kicking off next week. Thank you, Alex, for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.